USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
From time zone to time zone, 2019 arrived without any major problems at various celebrations like this one in London. And the traditional Times Square ball drop wasn't hindered by rain. In fact, the warm, wet weather was a huge change from last year in New York City, the coldest New Year's Eve there in close to a century. New Year's Day rings in a lot of new laws across the U.S., including stricter gun laws. In California, over a dozen new laws limiting gun access are taking effect. In Washington, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Vermont, and the District of Columbia, the minimum age to buy rifles and shotguns goes from 18 to 21, and 20 states are raising their minimum wage. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
President Trump sounding off on border security again in a series of New Year's Eve tweets, insisting Mexico is paying for the border wall through billions of dollars that are saved through a new United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. The president ending his tweet storm saying, despite all the technology available for border security, nothing can replace what he calls a good old-fashioned wall. More on a New Year's message from the leader of North Korea.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he's hoping to extend his nuclear symmetry with President Trump, but he also warns Washington not to test North Korea's patience with sanctions and pressure. Korean expert Gordon Chang.
Kim's speech was largely directed not at Washington, but at Seoul in terms of inter-Korean reconciliation. And this, I think, is going to be the major aspect of his diplomacy in 2019.
I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
U.S. Strategic Command is walking back a New Year's Eve joke attempt that missed its target. The military command responsible for deterrence and global strikes tweeted about the, quote, big ball that drops in New York's Times Square, adding that, quote, if ever needed, we're ready to drop something much, much bigger. A video that showed stealth bombers releasing a pair of bombs and some major explosions accompanied the tweet. The tweet was deleted, and U.S. Strategic Command apologized, admitting that the joke was in poor taste. The man accused of killing a Central California police officer is scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow. Gustavo Arriaga was tracked down near Bakersfield on Friday. He's accused of shooting and killing Newman Police Corporal Ronil Singh during a traffic stop last week. Investigators also allege that Arriaga had helped in trying to avoid capture as he was hoping to flee to Mexico. Kevin Spacey cannot dodge a scheduled court appearance. The Oscar-winning actor has asked a judge in Nantucket, Massachusetts, to let him skip his arraignment next week, saying he doesn't want the bad publicity before the trial. The judge denied that request. Spacey, facing charges, he sexually assaulted an 18-year-old man at a Nantucket bar in 2016. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.